This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله رب العالمين إله العالمين وبه نستعين ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا. رب يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين. We thank Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal for having gathered us here today. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to surround us with the malaika and to cause His mercy and His sakinah to descend upon us. And to raise us with the anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam and those whom He has mentioned with them. Ameen. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal has created everything that exists on earth. Hence we should understand that it is He, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, who created Shaytan as well. And this is why in Surah An-Nas, when we say, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ مِنْ شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ, you find that we're seeking refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from Shaytan the accursed whom He created. مِنْ شَرِّ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقْ. We seek refuge in the Lord of who splits the dawn from Shaytan whom He created. مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقْ, from the evil that He created, رَبُّ الْعِزَّةِ وَالْجَلَالِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the devil as a test for human beings. To come to human beings, He would come to human beings and tell them, worship Me. He would come to human beings and tell them, worship this idol, worship this grave, worship these sticks, worship these stones. So don't do that. Worship Allah, رَبُّ الْعِزَّةِ وَالْجَلَالِ, alone. The one who is above, Allahu Akbar. You see, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, and the brother read these verses so melodiously, subhanallah.
وَبَرَزُوا لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا فَقَالَ الضُّعَفَاءُ لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا إِنَّا كُنَّا لَكُمْ تَبَعًا فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُغْنُونَ عَنَّا مِنْ عَذَابِ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ قَالُوا لَوْ هَدَانَ اللَّهُ لَهَدَيْنَاكُمْ.
الله أكبر. On that day they will all be before Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Who will all be before Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal? Every single human being that was born into this world, every single jinn that was on earth as well, will be before Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. وَبَرَزُوا لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا فَقَالَ الضُّعَفَاءُ. So then the weak from amongst them, the weak from amongst those who were doing wrong on earth, they will say, إِنَّا كُنَّا لَكُمْ تَبَعًا. They will tell those who are mighty amongst them, those who were leaders amongst them, we used to follow you. فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُغْنُونَ عَنَّا مِنْ عَذَابِ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. So are you going to remove any of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from us? So they will say, إِنَّا كُلٌّ فِيهَا. We are all in it. We are all there today. And لَوْ هَدَانَ اللَّهُ لَهَدَيْنَاكُمْ. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had guided us, we would have guided you. But Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal chose not to guide us. So here we are all in it. Allahu Akbar. Now, if we stop at that juncture for a moment and look at these people, what is the conversation and who is it between? This is between people who followed and those who were leaders, those who told them, come to do this haram. You see, they advertise the nightclub to you. They tell you to come. There is a cold beer in that pub and in that nightclub. They tell you to come dressed scantily. They tell you to remove your clothes. They tell you to do all of this. Who are these? These are the agents. These are the agents of Shaytan himself. They're telling you to come and do all of this. They're happy for you to do it. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal says that those who followed them, those who responded to them, they will have a conversation on the day of Qiyamah. We followed you. And what will the answer be? The answer will be simple. We were not guided. So we could not guide you as well. You see, company means everything. The people whom you surround yourself with means everything. Because that is who you are. Al-mar'u ala dini khalilihi. A man is on the religion of his brother, on the way of his brother. The word that is used is deen. So it means if your brother or your friend is a Christian, you shall be a Christian. If your friend is a Jew, you shall be a Jew. If your friend is a Satanist, you shall be a Satanist. If your friend drinks, you will drink. If your friend smokes, you will smoke. But on the day of Qiyamah, what will he say? They will literally say, لَوْ هَدَانَ اللَّهُ لَهَدَيْنَاكُمْ. Had Allah guided us, we would have guided you. سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْنَا أَجَزِعْنَا أَمْ صَبَرْنَا مَا لَنَا مِنْ مَحِيصٍ. Regardless of whether we are happy or not, whether we are patient or not, there is no escape for us today. So, even if we have patience or we don't have patience, there is no escape for us today. We're not getting away from this punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal tells us that Shaytan will make an announcement. Shaytan will make a speech. And that speech is what we're referring to today as Shaytan's khutbah. What will Shaytan say?
وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ.
And Shaytan will say, when everybody that is meant to be in Jannah is in Jannah, and everyone who is meant to be in the fire is in the fire, Shaytan will say, Allah promised you a true promise.
وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ.
And I promised you, but I broke my promise. Allahu Akbar. Here he is telling you that he promised you, but he broke his promise. And this is what Shaytan does to us on a daily basis, coming to us, whispering, hey, come on, you know there's that thing that you're addicted to. Pick it up. You're trying to give up vaping. You think you can give it up? You think you're strong enough to let go of that vape pen? Look at it, it's there in front of you. You think you're strong enough to let go of those cigarettes? No, look at there, it's right in front of you. You walk out on the street, never mind the street, you pick up your phone, you're addicted to haram, you're addicted to zina, you look at it and all of a sudden you're enticed by it. You want to do it, you want to touch, you want to see, you want to speak. That's Shaytan and his whispers. He's telling you on the day of Qiyamah that Allah promised you and his promise was true. Allahu Akbar. Yet in this dunya, look at how he treated you. Look at what he invited you towards. So he carries on.
وَمَا كَانَ لِيَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ إِلَّا دَعَوْتُكُمْ فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي.
And I had no authority over you. I had no authority over you, except that I invited you. I called you. I enticed you. I told you to come towards it. I beautified it for you. فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي. So you responded to me. Did you not respond? Did you not come to zina? Did you not come to alcohol? Did you not come to that shisha and vape pen? Did you not come to the cigarettes? Did you not come to the drugs? You responded to me.
فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ.
So don't blame me, but blame yourselves. Allahu Akbar. Yet you invited us. You were the one who called us to it. Yet today you claim that I only invited you, I only said that come to it. Don't blame me, blame yourself. And this is mentioned where? In the Quran, with the words of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, telling us what Shaytan will say on the day of Qiyamah. So, dear brothers and sisters in Islam, yes, Shaytan is evil. Yes, Shaytan is khabith. Yes, Shaytan is to be blamed. But you cannot blame Shaytan on the day of Qiyamah. When you've come and you haven't sought repentance, you haven't sought forgiveness from Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, he will say, I am free of what you have done. You have done it. It was you. It was not me. Blame yourselves. Don't blame me. So we cannot say that shaytan is solely responsible for our actions. No. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal gave you free will. The ability to choose to fight that devil. The ability to choose and say no today because I want Jannah tomorrow. The ability to say no today because I want to be saved from the hellfire tomorrow. So it is easy for us to blame shaitan. And we find that when there was a dispute amongst the brothers with Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam, then Yaqub alayhi salatu was salam, he says, or Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam says, مِن بَعْدِ أَن نَزَغَ الشَّيْطَانُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ إِخْوَتِي. After shaitan, he came and he whispered and he poked and prodded us between me and my brothers. So he blamed shaitan. Why? Because he wanted to bring about unity. So when there is a problem between you and your brother, between you and community members, you're resolving the problem, you try not to lay blame on each other. You try not to point fingers at each other. Why? Because you want to get together. You want that unity to come back. So you try not to blame each other and point fingers at each other. But when it comes to zina, when it comes to khamr, when it comes to smoking and drinking and partying and alcohol and all of this that is out there, and the haram that is on your phone and pornography, etc. All of this, you need to blame yourself. You need to sit and take account of yourself. حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا. Take account of yourself before you are taken account of. Why? Because on the day of judgment, shaitan will simply say, إِلَّا أَن دَعَوْتُكُمْ فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي. I only called you and you responded to me. Whilst the call of shaitan is there today, whilst the invite of shaitan is there today, we have the invite of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ وَلِلْرَّسُولِ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ.
O you who have believed, respond to Allah and His Messenger when they call you to that which gives you life. You see, the life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about is the life that is within the heart. You find that the one who doesn't remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the one who remembers Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal is like the living and the dead. Those are the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when you respond to the call of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, lima idha da'akum lima yuhyikum, to that which gives you life. And when the people of Jannah enter into Jannah, what will they say? What will they say? They will literally say, Ya laytani qaddamtu li hayati. Or it will be the people of the Akhirah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end of Surah Al-Fajr, He says, if someone can remind me of the verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya laytani qaddamtu li hayati fayawma idhin la yu'adhibuhu adhabuhu ahad, la yu'adhibu adhabahu ahad wala yuthiqu wathaqahu ahad. Allahu Akbar. He will say that, I wish I had brought forward for my life. Which life? The real life. The life of the Akhirah. The life that is everlasting and forever and ever. So Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal called it life for a reason. Because the one who doesn't remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like one who is dead spiritually. He is like one who is a dead man walking. He has no life within him. So here is the call of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. And all of us know that when you get involved in sins, when you get involved in transgressions, when you get involved in all of these bad deeds, then you find your heart become darker and darker and darker until you reach the point where you're actually depressed from the sins that you've committed. And I'm not meaning clinical depression where your mind is down, but your spirituality is so down and so low as a human being that you feel dead. You feel like you're empty. And the day that you decide to say Astaghfirullah, the day that you decide to say, today I'm performing salah in the masjid, today I'm placing my head on the ground for Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, something happens within. Something comes back to life. What is that? That's your iman, your faith, your belief in Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. As a believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter how far you go, never allow yourself to overstep that boundary of Islam. Never allow yourself to enter into kufr, disbelief, atheism. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about shaitan.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ.
O you who have believed, don't follow the footsteps of shaitan.
وَمَنْ يَتَّبِعُ خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ فَإِنَّهُ يَأْمُرُ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ.
And the one who follows the footsteps of shaitan, he commands with immorality and evil. When you find a person who follows the footsteps of shaitan, not only is he happy being evil, but he needs other people to be evil with him as well. And this is why you find that the man with a cigarette between his lips is never happy to smoke it alone. But he must give it to your teenage child and say, try it out. Why? He knows it's bad. He knows it's evil. But he cannot stop himself from inviting others to evil as well, because he's followed the footsteps of shaitan for too long. And this is why we never allow our hearts to become completely and totally blackened. Before it gets to that level, you make a mistake, you seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You seek the repentance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, shaitan tells you that you who've been committing zina for so long, you think you can go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You've committed zina thousands of times. How are you going to go to Allah? With what face are you going to go to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَاللَّهُ يُرِيدُ أَن يَتُوبَ عَلَيْكُمْ.
And Allah, He wants to forgive you. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal is just waiting for the day that you say, Ya Rabbi, اغفر لي. Oh Allah, oh my Lord, oh my Creator, oh my Maker, Ya Ghaffar, اغفر لي. Oh you who forgives over and over again, forgive me. That's all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting for. So no matter how often you go back to the sin, always turn back to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Never let your forgiveness and your seeking of it seem to you like you're a hypocrite. The fact that I've committed a sin again and again and again, it doesn't mean that you're a hypocrite, so long as you sincerely turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over and over and over again. You see, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal tells us what? أَذْنَبَ عَبْدٌ ذَنْبًا. A servant commits a sin. فَقَالَ اللَّهُمَّ اغْفِرْ لِي. So he says, oh Allah, forgive me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, عَلِمَ عَبْدِي أَنَّ لَهُ رَبًّا يَأْخُذُ بِالذَّنْبِ وَيَغْفِرُ بِالذَّنْبِ قَدْ غَفَرْتُ لَهُ. My servant knows that he has a Lord that is most forgiving, most merciful. And he has a Lord that punishes for the sins. I have forgiven him. ثُمَّ عَاد. Then he goes back to the sin. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the servant says, اللَّهُمَّ اغْفِرْ لِي. Oh Allah, forgive me. And then he says, عَلِمَ عَبْدِي أَنَّ لَهُ رَبًّا يَأْخُذُ بِالذَّنْبِ وَيَغْفِرُ الذَّنْبَ قَدْ غَفَرْتُ لَهُ. My servant knows that he has a Lord that is most forgiving, most merciful, and he has a Lord that takes to task and punishes for the sins. I have forgiven him. And then Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal goes on to say, ثُمَّ عَاد. Then he goes back to the sin. And this continues to happen until Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal says, فَلْيَعْمَلْ مَا شَاءَ. Let him do as he pleases. It doesn't matter now. Why? Because he has sinned so many times. Every time he turns back to me, I will forgive him always. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is his call. This is what he is inviting you to. Here is shaitan on the day of qiyamah. فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ.
مَا أَنَا بِمُصْرِخِكُمْ وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُصْرِخِي.
I am not going to save you today. And you are not going to save me today. We are all in this together.
إِنِّي كَفَرْتُ بِمَا أَشْرَكْتُمُونِ مِنْ قَبْلِ.
Indeed, I have disbelieved in your association of partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by placing me next to him, by placing me next to him and saying that I am to be worshipped with Allah. I disbelieve in that. I tell you that you should worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when? On the day of Qiyamah, when it's too late. On the day of Qiyamah, when it doesn't mean anything to say amantu billah, I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's too late now. You disbelieved in the world and now you want to believe, so the time of the test is over. So this is shaytan and his khutbah. This is what he's saying. Inna al-zalimina lahum adhabun aleem. Indeed shaytan, indeed the oppressors, for them is a painful punishment. And if we just think about who is saying this, it's amazing. It's the one who called you to that zina. It's the one who called you to that khamr. It's the one who told you that it's okay to worship other than Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. He is the one telling you that don't blame me, blame yourselves. Allahu Akbar. You know, if we look at when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created human beings, we come across this ayah where Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal created Adam alayhi salatu wa salam from clay. And Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal commanded the angels to prostrate to Adam. And what did Shaytan say? He says that, أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْهُ خَلَقْتَنِي مِن نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِن طِينٍ. I am better than him. You created me from fire and you created him from clay. So I refuse to prostrate to him. So Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal tells him, أَسْتَكْبَرْتَ أَمْ كُنْتَ مِنَ الْعَالِينَ؟ قَالَ أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْهُ خَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ طِينٍ. قَالَ فَخْرُجْ مِنْهَا فَإِنَّكَ رَجِيمٌ وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكَ لَعْنَتِي إِلَى يَوْمِ الدِّينِ. قَالَ رَبِّ فَأَنظِرْنِي إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. When Shaytan was expelled and he was told to leave Jannah, what did he say? He said, My Lord, my Rabb, dear Rabb, I ask you to give me some time to the day that they will be resurrected. That day in which Shaytan made that khutbah. That day in which he will speak and he will stand up and he will say certain things. The words that we spoke about. He will tell people to blame themselves and not to blame him. On that day, this is what Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal is talking about. He's asking for time until that day. Give me time until we get to that day. For what? For me to have a chance to seek forgiveness? For me to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? No. Shaytan doesn't want this. He says, قَالَ رَبِّ فَأَنظِرْنِي إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. قَالَ فَإِنَّكَ مِنَ الْمُنظَرِينَ. قَالَ فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ. قَالَ فَبِعِزَّتِكَ لَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. He will say, My Lord, with your honor, with your izzah, I will lead them astray. Allahu Akbar. What is he saying? قَالَ فَبِعِزَّتِكَ. O Allah, with your honor, I stand before you. I know there is no way I can do this without your permission, but I'm going to do it. فَبِعِزَّتِكَ لَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَصِينَ. Except for your servants who are chosen by you. So, he made this promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when human beings were being created. Yet on the day of Qiyamah, he has a very different speech. Shaytan is making a speech when human beings are created. And he became their enemy. The day that the human being was created, Shaytan became his enemy. He announced his enmity. And he made a very different speech. He said, I will lead them astray. And on the day of Qiyamah, فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't blame me and blame yourselves. What does this tell us, dear brothers and sisters in Islam? This tells us one thing. Shaytan cannot be solely blamed for our actions. Yes, we can sit and we can say that, you know, I've done some wrong things in my life and Shaytan influenced me. But I own my sins. I know that I did them. I know that I made those mistakes. I know that I drank that alcohol. I know that I committed that zina. I know that I came close to worshipping other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But here I am, sincerely uttering the shahada. Here I am, turning to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Here I am, offering my prayer for Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. So This idea, you know, we always say that Allah is Ghafoor and He is Rahim, and that is true. But Allah is also Shadidul Iqab. Allah is also severe in punishment. And this is what our Iman entails. Belief in the most forgiving, the most merciful, and belief in the one who takes to task and punishes. Why? Because a person who has too much of belief in Allah, Ghafoor Rahim, Allah is the most forgiving, most merciful, such a person ends up saying, I will commit any sins, I will do what I want, I will lead my life as I wish, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive me, and He will have mercy upon me. And he who has too much belief in the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish him, loses hope in the mercy of Allah, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling him, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Oh my dear servants who have turned away from Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, who have been extreme with their own selves, they've committed so many sins, no, don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal is telling you not to lose hope in His mercy, yet this person sits day in, day out crying, worried about the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So al-imanu bayna al-khawfi wal-raja'. Iman is between that fear of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal and the hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what develops that special link with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. This is what makes a person develop his relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, have you ever sat in front of a human being whom you fear but you respect as well? Whom you fear but you love as well? What is your feeling? It's a feeling of awe. And for Allah is the highest of examples. This is your relationship with your Maker, the one who created you, the one who fashioned you, the one who brought you into existence. So it should be a relationship of awe. The one whom you shall return to. The one whom you ultimately will stand before and answer for your deeds on the day of Qiyamah. So have that relationship of awe and Jalal. Respect, love of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. So, certain things that I wanted to discuss that, subhanAllah, I've left out until this point, but it was part of my lecture. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal says about shaitan,
وَلَأُضِلَّنَّهُمْ وَلَأُمَنِّيَنَّهُمْ وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُبَتِّكُنَّ آذَانَ الْأَنْعَامِ وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ.
And I will misguide them, and I will give them false hopes and ambitions, and I will order them and command them to do evil, and order them to slit the ears of the cattle, and they will change the creation of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. These are some of the ways that shaitan invites us to do evil. You see, he says, وَلَا أُضِلَّنَّهُمْ. First and foremost, I will misguide them. In what way? And I will give them false hopes and ambitions. Shaitan comes to you and says, your job is more important. You don't need to perform your salah. Your sleep is more important than Fajr salah. It doesn't matter. He comes and he urinates in your ear, as in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and tells you to sleep. And Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal is telling you, shaitan, when you go to sleep, he places three knots on you. When you wake up, one knot is untied. When you perform your wudu, the second knot is untied. When you perform your salah, the third knot is untied. And you wake up and you are active during that day. You're ready to face the day. Yet, shaitan wants you to sleep. And if you sleep through that fajr and you wake up tired. You wake up and it's as though you haven't rested. What is that? That's the influence of shaitan over you. This is what he's talking about. I'll give you false hopes and ambitions. It's better for you to sleep. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you, As-salatu khayrun min an-nawm. Salah is better than sleep. So Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal invites us to salah, to goodness, to iman, to belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And shaitan here is telling us to sleep, to relax, to enjoy, to build our homes. You know what? your Hajj is for later. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you a lot of money today. You have the means to do your Hajj, but leave it for later. It's okay when you're an old man. How many young people did we see dying during the COVID-19 virus? How many people did we bury with our own hands, yet they were 17, 18 years old, 19 years old? Who guaranteed you life? Who told you that you're going to live until you're 60 and see that day for you to perform your Hajj? You have the ability to perform your Hajj. Perform it now. Do it today. The day, make that intention that the next Hajj that is coming, I will perform my Hajj. You know, there's people that have become youngsters, that have become millionaires out of cryptocurrency. They traded a bit online. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala overnight enriched such people, gave them wealth. And then when they have that wealth, the time for Allah will come. The time for Allah will come. Are you so sure that it will come? The time for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now, dear brothers and sisters in Islam. It's not tomorrow. It's not the following day. That's shaytan telling you, وَلَا أُمَنِّيَنَّهُمْ, and I will give them false hopes. Wait until you're older. Enjoy yourself a bit now. You're in university. Come on, breathe a little. Have a bit of fun. It's okay. Let's go to this party. How many times have we heard these statements? A friend telling another, let's go to the party this weekend. No, you know what? I don't do that. Come on, man. Don't be a party pooper. That's what they call them. You know, they say, you're a party pooper. You keep saying, you know, bad things when we want to party and we want to enjoy ourselves. You keep telling us to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal is telling you, you are not guaranteed life. None of us knows when we will die. This is the promise of shaitan. وَلَا أُمَنِّيَنَّهُمْ وَلَا أَمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَا يُبَتِّكُنَّ آذَانَ الْأَنْعَامِ, and I will command them so they will slit the ears of cattle. What does this mean? They will slit the ears of cattle and hang them on their necks as a ta'weez, as a means of seeking protection from Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. This Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you is haram. You're not allowed to do this. It's shirk. It's an act of worship for other than Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Why? Because you believe in that ear of the cattle more than you believe in Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Let go of it. Yet shaitan is telling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I promise you, I will make them do this. وَلَا أَمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ, and I will command them so they change the creation of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Today, what do you have? Lip fillers and breast fillers and fillers that go into all parts of the body. Why? Simply because I need to look a bit more beautiful. The way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created me is not beautiful. And this is what we're saying when we do these things. فَلَا يُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ, shaitan promised that they will change the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today you have people changing their faces to look like animals. You see a human being created in the best of forms by Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, put a tattoo on his face and look like a cheetah. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? You have a face with the nose in the perfect place and the mouth perfectly designed by Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. You have the makeup industry telling you that you're ugly. So you need to put on lipstick and you need to put on mascara and you need to put on eyelashes. Allahu Akbar, some of these eyelashes today, subhanallah, they come before. They enter the room before the person enters the room. Wallahi, wallahi, thumma wallah, I'm telling you. You know, you see these clips where people are, subhanallah, you wonder. And I believe that there is a movie that's coming out, I won't say the name, and people have been dressing like that. They want to look like this doll that has been made by human beings. Allahu Akbar, remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ,
indeed we created man in the best of postures. The fact that your nose is there, it may be slightly bulbous to you, it was created by Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Your eyebrows may be slightly bushy, it's okay. It's the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm happy with the way it is. Why? Because my Rabb made me like that. And if I proudly stand before people with that identity that my Lord gave me, that my Rabb gave me, then Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal will provide a pure spouse for me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give me someone who will adore me, someone who will love me. What happened to that belief? You see, shaitan has taken us away. Shaitan has taken us away from the path. He's told us that you're ugly. And you need all of these fillers and all of this makeup. You don't need it, dear brothers and sisters in Islam. And I say brothers and sisters in Islam because wallahi, you have brothers as well engaging in beautification. Previously, the industry told you it was only for women. Today you see a brother sitting with a tweezers and tweezing his eyebrows. You see a brother removing facial hair that shouldn't be removed. You see a brother, you know, putting foundation onto his skin because he got a few spots. I stand proud before you with those spots. I don't care because Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal gave me them. If I want, yes, I can do something halal to let them, you know, try and get them to go, etc. That's fine, as long as it is within the confines of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed. Because shaitan promised us, فَلَا يُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ. Don't ever respond to his call and his invite. You see, there are certain ways that we can employ to achieve the protection of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal from shaitan the accursed. And one of them, all of us know it is so easy to say. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal says, وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ. And when shaitan pokes you or prods you, a prodding, then seek the protection of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal by saying, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. I seek refuge in Allah from shaitan the accursed. Don't swear shaitan. Because one hadith tells us that when you swear shaitan, he becomes as big as a house. Why? Because you've remembered him. You've actually made mention of him, so he becomes mighty and he's happy that you mentioned him. But seek the refuge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he runs away and he runs so fast, it is heard. The passing of wind is heard from him. So we seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from shaitan the accursed. This is one of the most powerful ways to seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the influence of shaitan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the ability to protect ourselves from shaitan and to grant us the ability to be practicing and good Muslims and to respond to the call of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Turn it off and then turn it back on.